Native American Heritage Month is a time to honor and recognize the first people of this country and to learn more about their often neglected traditions and history. On this, the last day of November, we're going to do that through music. The World's Brandi Fulwood has more.
It's not uncommon to hear Christian music sung in native languages. Listen to this. This hymn, Sinners Can You Hate the Savior, is sung by Choctaw community singers. It's part of the Smithsonian Folkways Archives, and it's considered one of the common ways Choctaw, the language, was preserved. Today, Samantha Crane, a Choctaw musician from the small town of Shawnee, Oklahoma, is preserving the language in her own way. She's been performing, recording, and writing songs since 2007. Her music mixes together folk, pop, blues, and of course the influence of Woody Guthrie, a troubadour hero from her home state. On her latest album, You Had Me at Goodbye, Samantha sings about love and small-town struggles, but one song, Red Sky, Blue Mountain, stands out. It was written and performed in her native Choctaw. As Crane explains, she's using the Choctaw language to reimagine the culture and push it past its colonial influence.
Something that I'm trying to focus on with Red Sky, Blue Mountain is writing a song that is what I kind of consider to be a new traditional.
Crane's Red Sky, Blue Mountain is definitely more than translation into the Choctaw language. It's an attempt to expand past memory as well as expectation and write songs that bring together a larger group of Choctaw.
That's the way to keep something alive, is to keep it pliable and to keep it evolving with the people that are in the culture. The culture doesn't change. The traditions that are involved in it change.
Crane made a conscious effort to create a song that is not only beautiful, but something that sounds different. Her process seems to consider the ways in which her music incorporates and speaks for others.
Initially, whenever we were recording this song, I wanted to make the instrumentation a bit more modern. I didn't want it to be a mimic of what somebody would think a Native American song would sound like, because every tribe has something different. Some tribes use drums, some tribes use sticks.
The words she's singing in this song translate as, "A red sky, blue mountain, born to change the world, and we did. But what have we done?" She wrote the song after seeing fellow Choctaws and indigenous people from other tribes protest the pipeline at Standing Rock.
And so the idea behind that song is that it's kind of a focus on this natural scene, but a focus on a scene in nature which is sort of post-apocalyptic, where the colors have kind of gone opposite of what is, I think, how we see things being, like, in a more picturesque nature picture.
Even though the protest at Standing Rock is over, the effects of what happened at the camps and the call for solidarity has had a rippling effect in Indian country and Crane's music. Red Sky, Blue Mountain isn't necessarily a protest song, but it is a reminder and reference to those she knew at Standing Rock. The song enforces the connection and respect to land, which is an integral part of her Choctaw culture.
I really do truly believe the only way to keep a culture alive and breathing and actually, you know, relevant to each other is to keep them connecting with each other and talking to each other.
For the world, I'm Brandi Fulwood.
You can check out a video about Samantha Crane over at PRI.org. Brandi's story was co-reported and co-produced by The World's Allison Herrera as part of our Future Folk collaboration with the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. Here's more music from Samantha Crane. Sure.
Yeah.